Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Two people died in a plane crash near Dothan on Saturday. The twin-engine Beech went down after diverting from Grand Strand Airport due to stormy conditions. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers says the names of the victims have not yet been released. A girl's recovering after she was bitten or scratched by an alligator at Lake Waccamaw on Friday. Lake Waccamaw Police Chief Scott Hyatt said the 6 to 7 foot gator was killed and is being examined by biologists. The gator was reportedly one of those tagged by wildlife researchers at the lake. Chief Hyatt said there's no danger to swimmers at the lake, but advised that anyone enjoying the water should be aware of their surroundings. It's illegal to harass or feed the alligators. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will be asked to approve the new municipal tax collection agreements. Lake Waccamaw, Chadburn, and Whiteville are not entering new contracts with the county. Strong storms brought as much as 3 inches of rain to Columbus County on Friday and Saturday. Some nuisance flooding in the usual spots were reported in Whiteville and elsewhere. Around 60 people concerned about the proposed 4,500 home development turned out on Thursday for a question and answer session with County Commissioner Laverne Coleman. None of those in attendance at the meeting in Lake Waccamaw were in favor of the new project. We have much more information on the project at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Fayetteville man's been charged with murder in the death of a missing Bladen County man. Nikolai Hibbing, age 21, was arrested in Tennessee in the connection of the death of William Lowry, age 81, of Amman. Lowry was last seen hitchhiking near his home in August. Hibbing allegedly bragged about killing animals and said he wanted to take a human life. Brightspeed Internet's been awarded the contract to provide high-speed internet access to another 400 homes and businesses in Columbus County. Governor Josh Stein announced the grant, and the infrastructure is being paid for through a $58 million in matching grants between federal funds and broadband providers. Whiteville City Police and Whiteville Nutrition will hold shakes and teas today from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Whiteville Nutrition. It's an opportunity to meet Whiteville Police Department officers and enjoy some healthy beverages on a hot summer day. The abandoned flock of domesticated ducks at Lake Waccamaw have been captured. Holly Powell and her neighbors at Lake Waccamaw worked together to corral the quackers on Sunday. Skywatch Bird Rescue of Wilmington is picking up a number of the birds for medical evaluation, and some have been adopted and taken to new homes. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.